Monthly. Bienvenue à tous à la réunion mensuelle de l'Association communautaire de la Masseville. Je m'appelle Sylvie Bigra, je suis votre présidente bénévole. C'est un grand plaisir de me joindre à vous ce soir. We also have the members of our executive who have joined us, and you'll be hearing from each of them when they present each of their committee reports. Alors, on va commencer avec un petit rapport très court de la présidente. So I have a couple of just opening comments to make. Firstly, I want to wish everyone, or I hope everyone had a nice Thanksgiving weekend. That's why we're meeting on a Tuesday night instead of a Monday, which is our regular meeting night due to the long weekend. Les couleurs d'automne sont spectaculaires. Même dans le marché, les arbres sont de toutes couleurs. Donc, j'espère que les gens ont pu sortir et profiter un peu, un, de la belle météo et deux, des belles couleurs. We continue to work on behalf of the community, and you'll hear what some of these, well, all of our priorities are through the committee reports, but just a few overarching priorities to share with you. I have met, as well as other members of our executive, with a number of important partners in our community. We're really working hard to address some of the, well, all of the issues that impact us, but many of them are linked to the social services, the concentration and proliferation, and I think we've had really positive, helpful meetings. The Shepherds of Good Hope joined us at the last meeting, and I think with Ottawa Inner City Health, and that was very helpful, I think, to many of us to understand, you know, their issues and what they are doing. So we continue to work with all of the partners because we believe that many of the issues that impact Lower Town are directly related to the fact that some people have no place to sleep, they're homeless, some people have mental health issues and they need help, some people have addiction issues, and all of that is kind of, much of it is centered in our community. And we're working really hard, you know, in two ways. One is to make sure the vulnerable do get the help they need, and they are getting a lot of help, but also the community impact is an area that we're working really hard on. So for example, if you have, you know, a service here that's providing, it's providing services to someone who has addiction or mental health or homelessness, whatever. And those are two very important things that are happening. One of the elements that we've added to the conversation is a third element, which is, what about the family who lives next door, whose five-year-old can't play outside because there's a bunch of needles in their front yard? And so what we've done is we've kind of enlarged the conversation to make sure that when services are being provided to this group, which really needs these important services, that the families around also are able to live their lives and hopefully in safety and security. So I think that conversation that's happening has been very well received. It's very broad. Ça va pas super vite. Évidemment, il y a tellement d'enjeux importants, mais on continue les discussions, les conversations de façon très collaborative. Et puis, je crois qu'il y a des bonnes choses qui se passent. Les gens qui sont dans les postes de leadership au sein de ces agences ils nous écoutent, ils travaillent fort, puis on continue le travail à ce point de vue-là. You'll hear from Dominic, our transport chair, about interprovincial traffic. That's another one of our main priorities. Trucks on King Edward continues to be an issue for us, so Dominic will be talking about that. We're working on, you know, other things like preserving our heritage and also celebrating what is beautiful and is worth celebrating in Lower Town and the Byward Market. And so we want to beautify, we want to traffic calm, we want to animate the community. We've got all kinds of projects that are going on and conversation that are going on in those areas. So that is really overall the report that I wanted to give you. Monsieur Fleury did indicate to me that he was going to be late. And Monsieur, interrupt me. He's only a few minutes. So interrupt me. Or Bailey, I don't think he's going to be just a few minutes late, and we definitely do not want to miss Monsieur, seeing as he's leaving us in a month or so. I don't think he's there, so I'll just go on to item number three in the agenda, which is St. Bridget's. I think everyone is aware of St. Bridget's and the issues that occurred over the summer, and I want to concentrate now on future. one of the silver linings of the issues that we shared as a community with the occupation of St. Bridget's, we'll call it that, over the summer, is how important this community believes St. Bridget's is to us. So that people were very concerned. Many reached out to us. Many were involved. St. Bridget's matters. It's an important cultural institution. And so what's great about that is that the conversation around St. Bridget's was escalated, you know, in the media and to civic leaders, even to the federal government. Mona Fortier, our member of parliament, was very involved in conversations. And so what's great about that is that attention is being paid to what happens with St. Bridget's. And so our Councillor Fleury, when he joins us, will be speaking to next steps around St. Bridget's. And just to let you know that we at the LCA will be involved in those next steps. You know, we are brainstorming all kinds of things that this beautiful property can bring to our community. And we need more facilities in Lower Town. So we're looking forward to working with the city, excuse me, and other partners on the future of St. Bridget's. Again, Councillor Fleury will be speaking to that. I'm going to continue while we're waiting for the councillor. Nadia, you can always interrupt me if the councillor joins us. But the next thing I wanted to mention, comme on sait tous, il y a une élection municipale le 24 octobre. Il y a déjà eu une journée de des votes par anticipation et aussi une journée vendredi passé et vendredi de cette semaine, le 14 octobre. Une autre journée de vote par anticipation. So you can vote on Friday if you want to. And we're going to put in the chat some links for you because some of you who have not voted and are voting on October 24th want to get to know the mayoral and municipal and the councillor candidates better. We have some links that we're going to share with you and how you can get to know them better. Firstly, on the mayoral side, there is going to be on October 17th, excuse me, at 7 p.m. at the Horticulture Building at Lansdowne. Doors open at 6:15, an in-person mayoral debate. Un débat des candidats pour le poste de maire au Parc Lansdowne à 19h, les portes ouvertes à 18h15. And LCA is co-hosting that along with a number of other community associations. So that's if you want to get to know the mayors. Excuse me for one moment. Deuxièmement, pour les postes de conseiller, il y a plusieurs candidats qui se présentent pour remplacer le conseiller Fleury. And so you've just noted, thank you, in the chat, Warren has shared the four leading contenders for mayor. You need to register in advance. So it's all there in the chat if you want to participate in that. Le lien pour le débat pour les candidats à la mairie sont listés dans le chat. And we also have a number of resources to share with all of you on the candidates for councillor position. And so Rogers has a debate that they did with a number of candidates for the council position in English, and we'll put the link for you. Il y a aussi un débat en français qui a été présenté par Rogers. Ça aussi, on va le mettre, le poster dans le chat pour vous. And the other ones are the Ottawa Citizen did a very thorough look at each of the ward's candidates. So we're going to put a link to the Ottawa Citizen for Ward 12 candidates. CTV News also did the same. And our very own Echo newspaper had a section on the candidates and we had a piece written up in there. So, je crois qu'avec toutes ces ressources-là, si vous voulez y jeter un coup d'œil, vous allez connaître, si vous ne les connaissez pas encore, là, vous allez connaître encore plus les gens qui se présentent pour le poste de conseiller. So, that is it on the election side. So, feel free to copy those links if you want to follow up. And I don't see any hands up. I'm just going to keep rolling. Je continue. Merci. Ça va vite. This will be a very quick meeting. The Echo, we have that in our agenda. So hopefully you received your paper copy of the Echo. We also have, you know, we have it online. We are very proud of our community newspaper, and speaking to other community associations around the city, the community newspapers play a really important role. And so it's something that we want to continue to do. Unfortunately, our amazing managing editor, John Chenier, will be unable to continue in his role as managing editor. So what we're looking to do is try and find someone who would join our team as the managing editor of the Echo. Cette personne-là ne serait pas responsable pour toute la publication du journal. C'est quelqu'un qui va travailler avec l'équipe qui est déjà en place, qui vend les annonces, qui met le journal ensemble. On a des rédacteurs qui s'occupent de toutes sortes de sections, etc. Donc, c'est vraiment une personne qui va rassembler l'équipe qui est déjà en place pour pouvoir produire notre journal communautaire. John has a great team that he's assembled, and they're still there and still dedicated to writing their sections. We've got copy editors. We've got section editors. We've got the person who does the layout. We've got all of the people in place. We just need someone to be the puller together of this paper. And if somebody wants to give back to their community by helping us with the Echo, if you have, or if you know someone in Lower Town, even a student, you know, who is studying in communications or something, you know, if you know of anyone, feel free to get them to email us. And Nadia is going to put our email address in the chat. And so just a pitch, thank you. So a pitch to, you know, to all of you to think about looking around, talk to your neighbors, you know. All of us are, all of you and us are here this evening because we care about our community. We also care about the Echo and we want to keep it going. Donc, si vous connaissez quelqu'un, on serait vraiment heureux de les rencontrer pour les aider à assumer ce rôle. All right. I know Bailey is here with Mathieu's office. I don't think Mathieu, interrupt me. Is Mathieu on yet?
He is not, but he should be on just momentarily. He texted me a few minutes ago just to let me know that he'd be 5 minutes. So it should be any moment now.
Okay. Bailey, if you want to just text me as soon as the counselor joins, and then what we'll do is after, and we'll get him to jump in between our committee reports.
Sounds great.
So this is the meat of all the work that we do is our committees. We have everyone who's on our executive also manages the committee and does a lot of detailed work in a variety of areas. So you're going to hear from each and every one of them. Les présidents de chacun de nos comités sont aussi membres du comité exécutif de l'association communautaire et c'est eux vraiment qui gèrent tous les dossiers pertinents à leur comité. Donc, on va leur demander de faire des petits rapports rapides. Feel free to, once they've finished speaking, if you have any questions or comments for a specific committee, you can do it as soon as that committee chair has done their report. So we're going to get started then with Kendra for Arts and Culture. I'm going to go through our alphabetically for each of the committee. So Kendra, take it away.
Sylvie. Hi, everyone. Bonsoir tout le monde. Nice to see you all after a long, delightful summer. So just a quick update from me. We are in the beginnings of exploring a potential project, working here with a local artist to do kind of like installation, which will connect different shops in the market through like art and poetry. This artist is Latin American, so she's interested in highlighting some of the Latin American businesses in the area. We do have quite a few in the market. It's really, really in the beginning stages. So watch this space, but hoping to organize kind of some meetings with the BIA and Ottawa Markets to see how it might be able to link up with some of the work that they might be doing to highlight the Latin American community. And I will keep you posted. Just initial conversations kind of at the end of September. So it's quite new, but yeah. And if you're interested in engaging on arts and culture, I'll just say la porte est toujours ouverte. The door is always open if you would like to explore getting involved. I'll leave my email in the chat. Yeah.
Thanks, Kendra. Merci beaucoup. Y a-t-il des questions ou des commentaires pour Kendra? Any comments or questions? Robin just posted Byron Markets hosting a Day of the Dead Festival. Día de los Muertos, que bien chico. October 28th to 30th. Excellent. All right. Thanks, Kendra. And now we will go to our Heritage Committee. We have Andrew Waldron, who is here now with to talk to us about heritage. Go for it, Andrew.
Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot, Sylvie. The first thing that I want to update you on is the HCD plans, the Heritage Conservation District plans. So we've had one set of meetings with our working group. That was a few weeks ago. And tomorrow is the next one on the Byward Market. And they're pretty fruitful discussions. The draft statements of cultural heritage value are a little bit in draft form right now. So they still need some work, but we're going to be meeting. The stakeholder group for the Byward Market includes the BIA and National Capital Commission and others. So that is tomorrow morning. The second thing I want to tell all of you is that York Street School is celebrating its centennial anniversary. So it was part of it's also designated. It was recently designated by the city along with Glebe Collegiate High School. And so they've decided to do a celebration on this Saturday, October 15th. It begins at 1 and it ends at 3, and they're going to do they're going to be offering hot dogs and other things, drinks and so on. So I know the councillor should be there, and I think quite a bit of the community will, the local community that are that their children go to the school there. So we're hoping this year to have a bit of a relationship with the principal and come in and do some volunteer classes for the kids, because they don't really get much exposure to either architecture or built heritage or any of these ideas. So I think part of the celebratory year, the principal is very positive about it. But so mark your calendars, October 15th, this Saturday afternoon, the celebration. The third thing is Bingham Park. I was asked to speak to this. I don't know how many of you live near Bingham Park, but it's a pretty, well, first of it's a historic park, but it's also an important park to the neighborhood. And over the past few years, there's been, well, it's taken a long time, a lot of demand to rehabilitate it or revitalize the park. And finally, they've got a draft plan that was presented at a meeting, I think it was last week. And that was by the city's landscape architect. Unfortunately, the consultants, Stantec, did not show up for the meeting, which they said was caused by technical difficulties. But what I've been asked to do by the executive is just share the plan, just to show everyone on the call, since a lot of you probably can't make these meetings, but I will. Oh, can I share? Or yeah, I think I can share. Let's see, does this work?
Looks okay. Great.
Yeah, you can see yourself probably. Trying to open up the, hello. Oh, well, this worked earlier. Why isn't it opening? Oh, it's opening, okay. There we go. So you may see here's the design if you Just maybe, Kendra, I can see your face. Can you nod if you see the, yes, okay, perfect. So you can, well, this should be, should move this out of the way. You can see this is a preliminary plan that was proposed. So there's still more discussions about what to do with it. There, if you can see my cursor, there are things like a new swing set is being proposed in the middle, redesigning the green space. One of the recommendations by the neighborhood was to maintain as much green space as possible, create some shaded areas, seated areas, do some new, there's some, a little bit of hardscaping and some softscaping, some green landscaping in areas, replacing some trees and so on. There's no real improvements to the playground area because that was done recently. They're going to resurface the tennis court and put in a practice wall and reorient the entrance. Now, they're sort of all, you can, I'm going to put in the chat the link to the Engage Ottawa. So you can take a look at this. It's on there. And then you could make a comment. I think it's only one survey question essentially. So make your comments in there. So those are there. It's essentially a revitalization without any real major changes to it. And maybe that's what the community wants. But if you think of other ideas, there's possibilities to come forward and suggest things. And I had suggested some communal gardens. That in fact the park isn't really designed just for children, but of all ages. That also means that you need to think about questions of safety and accessibility and at all hours so that you have something that's more engaging and, you know, you'll address some of your safety issues because there's people using the park all the time. So I think it's a pretty conservative approach, but in any case, I'll put in the link to there, to the Engage Ottawa, and make sure you make your comments. You have until, I believe it was October 18th. And then this is a preliminary design. I'm not sure at what stage they're really at. It was just a plan. There were no elevations, no specifics on details. And I think there's gonna be a follow-up by the consultants to do hopefully a deck that shows us the real details of it. So that's coming up. The person responsible for this file is on holidays right now. So when she comes back, she said she'd have another consultation with the community. And then finally, yes, Sylvie already mentioned that is the St. Bridget's file and just what to do with St. Bridget's. Just so you know, there's a heritage easement on the property through the Ontario Heritage Trust. The designation is the exterior and the interior. It's a unique situation, which has been, you know, been attractive to Hallmark movies in the neighborhood and all the rest of them. So that is consideration for a meeting in a few weeks where we'll be discussing what potential we can do with that site, which I think there's lots of potential to do with it. We've seen many of these examples around Canada and around the world. So. And those are my points, Sylvie. So I'll pass it along to the.
Merci, Andrew. Est-ce que y a des questions, des commentaires? Any questions or comments to Andrew on the heritage side? York Street School, as Andrew mentioned, the 100th anniversary celebration is now a heritage designated property, which is great. Thank you to the committee who worked hard on that. 1 to 3 on Saturday, 1 hour à 3 heures de l'après-midi. Une célébration de l'école York Street Public School. Barbecue time. OK. Pas de questions. Alors, thank you so much, Andrew. I'm going to interrupt our committee reports to hand the floor over to our counselor. Mathieu Fleury se joint à nous. Merci beaucoup, Mathieu, de ta présence. Je voulais juste signaler à tout le monde que ce n'est pas la dernière présence de notre conseiller. Mathieu will be joining us for his very last meeting with LCA on his last day with the City of Ottawa on November 14th, which is our next meeting. So you can be tough on him tonight because...
Especially with the new councillor-elect at the time. We'll be
talking the two of you. Alors, Councillor Fleury, over to you. Merci de te joindre à nous. Je te donne la parole.
Merci, Sylvie. And there was a, I only caught Andrew's update, but I can certainly build on to a few of the elements that I think are important here for the community association. First off, there is a pilot project. So a couple of things on transportation. So one is we were unsuccessful to bring in front of council a morning peak restriction for drivers coming off of the McDonald Cartier Bridge going down Dead Uzi. We wanted to do a 6 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. restriction so that Quebec drivers heading to the 417 weren't coming off of King Edward using Dead Uzi. I think that'll be up to the next councillor and community effort to look at specifically. We were successful at getting a no right on red at York and Sussex. So that was, there's a no right on red this fall that will be implemented to slow down speeds coming out of Byward. And we are doing a pilot project during the afternoon peak period. There is often very aggressive movements coming down Cumberland and turning right on Murray. So right now, if you can imagine the site, there is like two lanes, basically one, almost like a through lane to get you down Cumberland, and one which is a right turning lane. And one of the unique things is that it's the first block of York Street where there's no parking on street. So the road feels really wide and cars, particularly those heading to the McDonald Cartier Bridge in the afternoon, do speed through that intersection quite considerably. So what we're doing is we're gonna barrel one lane for the next 2 weeks, starting at Clarence, sorry, and going all the way to Murray, so that basically Cumberland North will be a one lane direction. I'm raising it because I anticipate comments from the community. So if you're going northbound down Cumberland in the afternoon peak, it will likely clog you. But we're trying to slow down the movement, making the right turn onto Murray and onto King Edward afterwards. So just FYI on that issue. It's a 2 week pilot. We just want to understand driver behavior. And if there are community concerns, NLCA, if you do get community concerns, if you could highlight to the residents that it's for 2 weeks and just a trial. And if you can pass those contacts or those communications on to us so that traffic staff can get the full picture of improvements, challenges with the pilot phase, I'd appreciate that. Speaking of transportation, I want to thank Dominic and Sandra and Sylvie who've been available and joining us on. We have a number of community associations that have come together to discuss a combine areas of work relating to the truck route and trucking impact in our city. And at the same time, we have the city which has a transportation master plan under review, as well as the provincial government, which we've learned now the MTO is doing its 50-year master plan. So, and as you know, the federal government has its sixth crossing review that's well underway. So we thought, you know, instead of falling back into our old traps there of the past studies and so on, to really try to bring together commonalities. And what we've found out, and I want to thank Sylvie, is there's so much commonality within the groups and agreed upon areas. There are minor nuances, I'd say, along the way, but I think generally everyone agrees with a number of elements, and that's fruitful, I think, for future elected officials at all levels to consider alignment among community associations. So want to thank the LCA and Dominic and Sylvia and Sandra for their work, and I think we can likely bring a quasi-final combined statement to your eyes and in the next prior to the election. That's what we're really running hard for, so then we don't get lost in the election shuffle and have a path forward in the fall. St. Bridget's, I want to thank Sylvie specifically, who took a lot of pressure on behalf of residents of Lower Town in responding to emerging questions about the former tenants, and working with me specifically and elected officials on the ranges of opportunities, and in responding to the Irish cultural group who've been stewards of the property for, I believe now since 1997, and now basically are in real dire financial situation. So we're regrouping. I want you to know that we are likely to announce Save St. Bridget's efforts in coming weeks, but that's still being worked through. And I want to commend Sylvie not only for working and making time, but also being a hell of a great communicator in the public on your behalf. I think that's so important in complex situations to have strong communications, both internally and externally. And Sylvie, it's been I knew you before your role on the board, and obviously I've seen your professionalism through these very tough situations. I want to commend you, and I want to commend the board as well to give Sylvie support to speak on your behalf and to continue to be the nuance that we were needing in that conversation. So thank you. Yes, it is short notice, but this Saturday at 1 p.m., there is a 100th anniversary celebration for York Street Public. I will ask Bailey if you could drop Bailey the poster, and we can send that to the LCA as well after. But we are seeking the principal there, John, is just starting. It's his first year. We're trying to make sure that every former student of York Street gets to know about it and is able to drop in. It's nothing too formal. There's not large, long speeches, but there is a free barbecue. It's an opportunity to celebrate the students and the parents of York Street, former staff of York Street, the school board, as well as former students. So please share broadly, just an invite to anyone who wants to come. There is a free barbecue starting at 1 p.m. And it's entirely community. I know the LCA, the Lower Town Resource Center, and OCH are all part of supporting that effort for the small celebration. Andrew was speaking earlier about the Bingham update. A couple of things. So I have budgeting control for what I have in the period. We've been able to unlock some funding and the design that was shared with you earlier. There are a couple of elements to consider. One is it's the perfect time for comments. Two is that the city does have strong policies as what it's doing does with parks. So obviously, for giving you an example that we've lived through the Jeune Marais Park, there's an appetite to put community gardens. And we don't put community gardens in urban parks. It's too small of a green space. But we leverage those feedbacks and we find other green spaces in the area that could accommodate community gardens if that is a wish. And the example at Jeune Marais is the Angel Square. So there is an Angel Square garden in front of Le Patron, in front of 40 Coburg, that is basically a as a result of feedback we got through the Jeune Marais effort. So it's nuanced, right? We always live in periods, but all that to say that I do want you to submit your comments. The other one is, we aren't redoing the field house and we aren't redoing the waiting pool, but there is life cycle money that in the next 10 years will be unlocked. And at that time, those two facilities will be looked all at once within that footprint. So everything else is in play, lighting, benches, play areas, pathways, gardens that are maybe not community gardens, but more beautification gardens. Those, obviously, we've been very fortunate to have neighbors taking care of those gardens and want to promote that through the space. So there's unique opportunities. The reason I'm raising is once I leave office, you have to hope that the next councillor-elect will continue that funding. So there is a bit of risk to the association if we can't solidify the funding and if we can't get a general go forward, even if there's negotiations to be had and consultation to be completed. If you're uncomfortable with sort of give the go forward, then I'm just raising that. I'm not saying it is. I don't know who your next councillor will be, but there is that risk that their priorities shift and that lowers down the priority. So I want to be open about that, that I'm able to secure that as a priority. I have secured the funding for the project and it's able to advance, but I do need, I was speaking to Sandra as your park representative late last week on that matter. So I do think there's a space to do both where you can confirm a go ahead and yet ensure that the consultation feedback adjusts the plan over the winter to implement a spring project that everyone is happy with without risking its priority. But I'll leave that in the capable hands of the board to stick handle. I basically have until October 24th to make that formal request and to city staff, and I will only make it if Sylvie, if you write to me on behalf of the board in that matter. So a bit of a unusual situation, but I am trying to make sure that the project advances, and I recognize too that there needs to be the appropriate level of consultation, and there's nothing that would stop it if you were to confirm a go ahead. It doesn't stop the engagement, it doesn't stop the changes, the RFP's not, the tendering is not out, it's far from being out, so there's through the fall. I'm just saying from a budgeting point of view, your next councillor does have influence on where that money is attributed. And then HCDs, just, you know, we've had a number of successful meetings for the Heritage Conservation Districts, both for Lower Town and the Byron Market separately. We met last week the week before, sorry, on the Heritage Conservation District for Lower Town. Again, a strong, worthwhile engagement. I want to thank the community and Mackenzie for it. And we have a meeting this week for the Byward Market components of it. So the second segment. So again, another important area. And we recognize that at times, most of the Lower Town community work and the Byward Market work in synergy, but there are times where they are opposites. And we've seen that firsthand in some of the conflict areas. For example, John Cundall's stable and the property right next to it, which is the first TM zone, and it's built lot line to lot line, and the kind of those conflict areas. So there's a number of, that's why both plans matter, and that's why both plans need to advance in this format, so that we reduce the appeal risk and that we advance our policies, not trip up on one plan or the other. So I'm glad to see that. So I mean, that would form my official update. I think my unofficial one is that Bailey will work with the LCA and the future councillor-elect to sit down within the transition period, which is between October 25th, I guess, and November 14th, which is my last day, to make sure that we meet, share notes, share priorities, share issues we're working on, so that the councillor is fully apprised of your work, my work, or the status of it, and if they require any official or further documentation from me, that's provided in a timely fashion to them. So I'm fully committed to building up and making sure that, you know, we have a strong foundation of work here, and we want to make sure that it doesn't restart from the foundation. So let's build up. And Sylvie, I believe if Bailey hasn't been in contact, she'll be in contact in the near future to solidify those dates.
You have a few comments in the chat, Matt.
Kendra, I look at my friend Kendra, who both Kendra and I were lifeguards on the pool deck. They need us on the pool deck, Kendra. Maybe we'll be back.
I wanted to volunteer. I was a lifeguard all through university. Is there an expiry date? Oh, anyway, yeah, you've got some comments. I think Steve Ball is the first one. If you want to just scroll back up at 7:34. Steve is the first comment, and then Robin has a comment for you.
Yeah, I would. I mean, Steve's making a point. I don't know that it, you know, that I certainly need to answer. I think the LCA and the FCA and community groups are aware of the shortfalls of the NCC work, and we've communicated that. On that front, though, Steve, I do think we found two things. One is the City of Ottawa does need a clearer direction through the Mass Transportation Master Plan to ensure that staff know what to ask for at the NCC. And same thing with the MTO. I met with MTO officials and Sylvie and the LCA exec were at the meeting when I briefed the community associations there, that MTO does have a review of its master plan. And I asked them, what was their role it, or what is their role on the Six Crossing study? And they said, an active listener. And I said, well, you know, you should really, you're there on behalf of the taxpayer of Ottawa and the taxpayer of Ontario, and you should defend our interests, not be silent to them. And I'll give you an example that to me was eye-opening. The MTO's mandate is to make sure that there is fluidity on the 417, because it does drive the economy in many areas. And their biggest challenge in fluidity is during the peak, the afternoon peak hours between Nicholas off-ramp and Pinecrest Queensway. So any crossing east of Nicholas off-ramp is a big issue to them, because it means that you're adding more volume to an already congested corridor. Now, as Dominique and Sylvie and Sandra can attest to, there's other solutions that we're looking at, but in the spirit of the pure study that is happening with the NCC, there's a lot more nuance that MTO cannot be silenced on as our representative at that committee. And we made that clear. And hopefully the LCA is able to meet and engage with the MTO master plan review and that piece of it all. If what I could do is I could drop the MTO. I think Dominique and Sylvia, I think you have the link to the MTO consultation. So we can ensure that it's shared at the right time. But I can share the link here, but making sure that the community is engaged at the right time on the message.
You have the NCC and Alexandria Bridge. Mathieu, you see that one from Robin? Any comments to make on that?
Yeah, that's another study. So all of our bridges, interprovincial bridges in Ottawa, are owned by either the NCC or Public Works Canada. Alexandra Bridge is owned by Public Works Canada, and NCC is doing the consultation work on their demo and reconstruction. I think they're pretty clear with the Save the Alexandra Bridge community effort and Heritage Ottawa and the LCA work on the importance of the protection of that bridge. And, you know, they need to be held accountable to the decisions and their considerations.
Merci. As-tu d'autres commentaires ou questions pour notre conseiller? Any other questions or comments to our counselor? I'm seeing some thank yous. Merci. We'll say it again November 14th for your last official transition meeting. And we have some applause hands. So I'll just have to, although I say it at every meeting, Mathieu, you've been absolutely amazing in joining us and supporting us and answering a myriad of emails and phone calls. And we've been in more meetings than I can't believe are possible. merci beaucoup hein, pour tout. Puis je suis contente que ce n'est pas ta dernière réunion, que tu vas être encore avec nous une autre fois le 14 novembre. Merci encore. All right. I just muted myself. I don't know why. I was going to say something really nasty. I'm going to get back to my agenda. Je vais retourner à l'ordre du jour because we were in our committee reports. And Andrew was the last to present on heritage. Le prochain, c'est Bruce Kelly qui va nous parler du logement et de la lutte contre l'itinérance, housing and homelessness. Vas-y, Bruce.
Okay, thank you very much. The only update I would like to make is remake a sales pitch. I would really enjoy drafting a white paper that we could share with our newly elected officials, maybe in the coming weeks after the election. And the idea would be to, you know, have a position on affordable housing in Lower Town, or maybe even bigger than Lower Town. to the notion of there are different paths to help put building blocks towards solving the affordability crisis, and to look at different models that I think people aren't looking at seriously. The idea of co-ops comes up to mind. I know Mathieu Fleury shared me a link that, at the last meeting. So I'm making another sales pitch today saying if anybody's interested, if not, then I will be sitting down and drafting something in the coming weeks. Kendra, I think, is supposed to share, or Nadia, sorry, is supposed to share my email. You can get back to me directly if you're curious. Or not curious, but if you're interested. Juste pour le faire en français, dans les semaines qui à venir, je vais rédiger un genre de document lié à la crise de logement et des idées, pas novatrices, mais différentes, pour essayer d'enrayer le problème. Ce serait un document qu'on partagerait avec nos conseillers nouvellement élus. L'idée, ce serait de regarder des modèles qui sont soit oubliés ou pas pris en considération à l'instant. Puis moi, pour moi, l'idée PG, c'est les micro-forêts de logement. Puis regarder comment est-ce qu'on pourrait en faire un modèle pour aider. Ça ne va pas régler le problème, mais c'est une pierre en pierre vers la bonne direction. That's basically it. Is there any questions? Est-ce qu'il y a des questions ou des commentaires?
Merci, Bruce. L'adresse courriel de Bruce est dans le chat. Donc, si vous avez des idées, vous voulez partager vos commentaires avec Bruce, voilà. Bruce's email is in the chat, so feel free to reach out. If you have any recommendations, support, we're all volunteers, all trying to do what we can to help our community. So if you have any great ideas, reach out to Bruce. His email is there. Merci, Bruce. Alors, notre prochain rapport de comité est la planification. Over to Warren Waters for our planning committee.
Hi. I'm not sure if it's the election or perhaps it's the higher interest rates. But for whatever reason, there hasn't been any new development applications in Lower Town. And so I'd like to just recommend that if you have concerns about the number of vacant lots in your neighborhood, as I have, I'm having a walking tour of the vacant lots coming up this Thursday at 6 p.m. We'll be meeting in front of the Lower Town Community Center on Coburg, 40 Coburg. At 6 p.m. I'm just going to take people around and look at all of the vacant lots and discuss why there have been no development applications in the last couple of months on all of these vacant lots. So Lower Town Community Resource Center, 40 Coburg, 6 p.m. Thursday, the 17th? Yeah, I think it's the 17th. Yeah. 13th. Sorry, 13th. See you there. Take care.
All right. Thank you very much, Warren. Our next report is from Sandra Melton. Sandra is busy, as not only does she take part in a number of meetings with a number of us, but she's also chairing two committees, safety and security and parks. So over to you for both of those, Sandra.
Thanks, Sylvie. Good evening, everybody. Just recently, there's been several community safety issues that I've been alerted to. There are reasons for concern, and I'd like to bring to your attention, if someone is shouting or crying out for help or ringing your doorbell, or a person appears in danger and you hear loud noises, say, for instance, maybe it's a car backfiring, maybe you think it's gunfire, call 911. It's up to you. It's up to you and every person to call. Don't let your neighbor call. We all need to be calling. Let's use these thoughts. If you see something, then say something so that something can be done. As I said, do call the police. Maybe it's a 911. Maybe you can call the next day. It's still fine. Just inform them. Don't expect others to call. We hope you do, but everybody, let's make a concerted effort to call in so that we can make our community safer. Just something has been brought to my attention, and that's why I'm saying this. So that's for safety committee. Going to parks, basically parks, this coming weekend, I believe that Bingham Park may be having a cleanup. Contact Donna and Sarah. Also, as Andrew provided the presentation, do have a say in your park. It's very important to do that. There will be another park cleanup at McDonough Gardens at the end of October. So that's it for me, short and sweet. Thanks, everybody. Stay safe.
Merci, Sandra. Any questions or comments? Okay, on va continuer notre dernier rapport de comité sur le transport. Over to our transport chair, Dominic.
Hi there, good evening. I don't have much else to say other than what Mathieu already mentioned. So we had a meeting on October 6th, and yeah, that was a meeting between different community associations from Sandy Hill, Manor Park, Overbrook, with Councillor Fleury and Councillor Ralston King. And we were just drafting a statement. So once we have that ready and we receive it, then we'll be able to update you on that next meeting. And for my part, I was just trying to make sure me and Sylvia and I and Sandra, we wanted to make sure that LCA's position on just making sure that we're considering all options for alignment across the city, across the West End, East End, and just make sure that we're not only considering King Edward Avenue. And also making sure that if we're adding more lanes, adding more, a new roadway, that we're not inducing more traffic, because I think that's an important aspect of the conversation. But yeah, and thank you, Mathieu, for always arranging all these meetings. And I think just continuing to get the ball rolling, we really appreciate it.
Merci, Dominic. Any, now that's the end of our agenda. Est-ce qu'il y a des commentaires sur d'autres sujets que les gens voudraient faire, des questions? Oui, I see Tara with your hand up. Go ahead, Tara.
Thank you. I'm Tara with Shepherds of Good Hope, and I just wanted to let you know I had sent an email to the info at the LCA address just about some road closures, temporary road closures that are going to be happening with our construction at 216. I wanted everybody to know that it's going to be between 9 and 3:30, so it's avoiding the rush hour times, but it's going to impact two lanes of Murray Street right in front of our property there. So it's going to cause a little bit of a bottleneck along there. We do have in that information, I don't know if you received it, Sylvie, but there was a phone number to contact the construction company directly. They have a 24-hour line if there are any issues or concerns about that.
Thank you. It's that was you said 9 to 3:30, Tara. Which day?
They said it would start as soon as last week, but I noticed that the platforms were actually sitting on the curbs today for the first time, so it's probably imminent.
It's going to be ongoing then.
Yeah, okay, it's going to last a few weeks too.
Thank you for that. We'll look for it and share it, and thanks for joining us tonight. Really appreciate
it. You're welcome.
Okay. Y'a-t-il d'autres questions ou d'autres commentaires des gens qui sont ici? Any other questions or comments? I don't see any. This is a record under 1 hour community meeting. Everyone is so efficient. It's all that turkey we had. Tout le monde a les ventres pleins puis ils sont trop fatigués pour parler. If that is the case, I'm looking around. I just want to say, as I always say, thank you for taking the time to join us. Everybody's got busy lives. We love our community. We want to help those who are served by the organizations, our community. We want to make our community safer and more secure for the families and visitors and businesses. And I think we've got some really well-intentioned people. 33 of them are on this call right now. Donc, un grand, grand merci à vous tous pour votre dévouement. Lâchez pas. Don't forget, if you know someone who wants to join our dynamic team as a volunteer ECHO managing editor, contact us. But on that, oh, and don't forget to vote Friday, early vote, as well as the 24th.
Merci beaucoup pour le rappel. Mathieu, on a partagé avec tout le monde des liens là, pour les conseillers, les candidats aux conseillers, candidats à la mairie, pour qu'on puisse étudier leur plateforme et les connaître encore mieux. Don't forget to go to those links we shared with you to get to know the candidates for a city councilor. Big shoes to fill, Mathieu, size 15 or 16, I'm sure, for the incoming councilor. Anyway, on that, it's 2:02. I'll just wish everyone a lovely rest of this Tuesday and November 14th. Le 14 novembre, c'est notre prochaine rencontre. Au plaisir de vous voir là. Enjoy the next month and feel free to connect with us anytime. Okay, merci beaucoup. Bonne soirée à tout le monde.